Good morning, friends. Greetings. And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, rosacea, eczema, digestive... which today we know is a niacin deficiency disease, or beriberi, which today we know is a thiamine deficiency disease, or rickets, which today we know is a vitamin D deficiency disease. Back in those days, doctors were saying, well, these things are caused by toxic factors. That's what doctors love to call the causes of disease, toxic factors. Today we call it Lyme disease, or we call it fibromyalgia, these catch-all phrases that are really meaningless. Back then, it had toxic factors. And then, when it was no longer deniable that there were components of food that could literally cure diseases, what scientists were doing, they were removing certain foods out of the diets of animals, and they were noticing when we removed the foods, they would go into nerve disorder diseases, or they would have skin diseases, or they would have muscle diseases. Then they'd put the foods back in the diet, and the diseases would go away. So it became very clear and very obvious, even to the most dim-witted physician of the time, that clearly there's something in food that is eliminating nervous system diseases or skin diseases or muscle diseases. When it became flat out obvious and undeniable that there were components of food that could literally cure these diseases, which, by the way, should be one of the most empowering healthcare ideas of all time, when doctors saw, well, hey, there must be something in these liver, in this liver, or in the bran of grains that's curing diseases, the medical model stole these concepts and turned it into allopathic nutrition, which is this misguided idea that when you have a disease, you need a vitamin. You have disease X, you need vitamin Y. This idea of treating or using nutrients as remedies. And this is where the simplistic, naive biochemical idea of the recommended daily allowances was born. Scientists representing the mainstream medical model figured the bare minimum of a vitamin that you needed to prevent a human body from going into a major full-blown deficiency disease. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. Berry, which today we know is a thiamine deficiency disease, or rickets, which today we know is a vitamin D deficiency disease. Back in those days, doctors were saying, well, these things are caused by toxic factors. That's what doctors love to call the causes of disease, toxic factors. Today we call it Lyme disease, or we call it fibromyalgia, these catch-all phrases that are really meaningless. Back then, it had toxic factors. And then, when it was no longer deniable that there were components of food that could literally cure diseases, what scientists were doing, they were removing certain foods out of the diets of animals, and they were noticing when we removed the foods, they would go into nerve disorder diseases, or they would have skin diseases, or they would have muscle diseases. Then they'd put the foods back in the diet, and the diseases would go away. So it became very clear and very obvious, even to the most dim-witted physician of the time, that clearly there's something in food that is eliminating nervous system diseases or skin diseases or muscle diseases. When it became flat out obvious and undeniable that there were components of food that could literally cure these diseases, which, by the way, should be one of the most empowering healthcare ideas of all time. When doctors saw, well, hey, there must be something in these liver, in this liver, or in the bran of grains that's curing diseases, the medical model stole these concepts and turned it into allopathic nutrition, which is this misguided idea that when you have a disease, you need a vitamin. You have disease X, you need vitamin Y. This idea of treating or using nutrients as remedies. And this is where the simplistic, naive biochemical idea of the recommended daily allowances was born. Scientists representing the mainstream medical model figured the bare minimum of a vitamin that you needed to prevent a human body from going into a major full-blown deficiency disease. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you have a success story you'd like to share, we love success stories, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, our number today, our number every day on the Bright Side, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And if you want to learn more about the longevity products or join the Bright Side Ben team, you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, talking about vitamin K for osteoporosis, but vitamin K is important for a lot of things. Vitamin K is important for building. Vitamin K is important for bones because bones breaking down is just a general sign of the body breaking down. Weak, fragile bones are just another way degeneration shows up. Degeneration is degeneration is degeneration, whether it's in the brain, whether it's Parkinson's, dementia, Bell's palsy, whatever, MS, Guillain-Barré, the intestines, degeneration is Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel syndrome. And in the bones, we call it osteoporosis, but it's general degeneration. Bone-building strategies are just body-building strategies. Bone-building strategies are anti-degenerative strategies. If you've been listening to The Bright Side, and you're thinking, well, he's talking about osteoporosis again. That doesn't have anything to do with me because you don't have officially diagnosed, an official diagnosis of osteoporosis. Think again. As long as you have a body, these ideas are important for you. Bone building strategies are anti-aging strategies. Every last supplement that we've talked about in the last couple of months for bone building is important for anti-aging. It's important for, they're important for heart health, for liver health, for skin health. Bone-building strategies are skin health strategies. Bone-building strategies are anti-wrinkle strategies. Bone-building strategies are important for building a healthy body. They are important for all the systems in the body. And this is why nutrients like vitamin K have so many features and benefits associated with their use. Last program, we talked about vitamin K's role in protecting against various cancers. Cancer is a classic degenerative breakdown disease. We've talked about vitamin K's role in blood health. And here, too, disruption in the circulatory activity, the circulatory system, the movement of blood and the movement of fluids are a classic sign of aging and degeneration. Vitamin K is electrical. Vitamin K is an electrical carrier. The electrical nature of vitamin K is what gives it all of its features and benefits. Vitamin K has a dampening effect on electrical energy. It's like a sponge that can suck up sparks that throw off cell chemistry. Vitamin K can function as an electrical mop. It traps and it moves electrical energy around the body. This is one of the main reasons that vitamin K is so important for protecting against cancer. In addition to vitamin K's role as an electricity mop, cleaning up rogue sparks of electrical energy and transporting electrical energy around a cell, vitamin K plays an incredibly important role in calcium chemistry. Calcium and vitamin K go together. We've talked in the past about vitamin D's relationship to calcium, and indeed there are relationships between vitamin D and calcium. Vitamin D allows calcium to get into bone cells. Vitamin D allows calcium to get into all cells. This is very important because calcium does much of its work inside of cells. Calcium is a cell's best friend. Calcium is like cell food. Cells love calcium. Cells need calcium. Cells thrive on calcium. Cells eat calcium like we eat food. Calcium is cell food. Vitamin D is like a old Italian grandma saying, mangia, eat your pasta, except it's saying, eat your calcium to cells. It feeds cells calcium like your old Italian grandma will feed you pasta. Vitamin D is it feeds cells their most important food. Vitamin K has a completely different way that it works with calcium. Check this out. Throughout your body, you have little tiny chemicals that are incomplete. You can think of them like sad chemicals. They need their chemical soulmate to be completed. And what is it that acts like these chemical soulmate that completes these sad chemicals, completes the emptiness of these sad chemicals? It's calcium. Calcium completes chemicals. Without calcium, these little chemicals, at least these certain magical chemicals, I'll tell you what these are in a minute here. These certain chemicals, these sad chemicals, need to have a little element of calcium in them. Without calcium, they're inactive. They can't do their jobs. And the jobs of these chemicals are very, very important. Some of these calcium-dependent chemicals include, some of the roles for these calcium-dependent chemicals include contracting muscle, building bone, making your heart pump, making your brain work. These chemicals are important for keeping your blood clean. These calcium-activated chemicals or calcium-dependent chemicals have little hooks that trap calcium. And without these calcium-trapping hooks, they're as helpless as a fisherman would be with a fishing pole without his hook. A fishing pole without a hook isn't going to catch much fish. And if these chemicals don't have their hooks, they're not going to catch much calcium, and they're not going to be able to do their work. No hooks on these little chemicals means these chemicals are going without calcium. No calcium on these chemicals, and these chemicals are essentially neutral. These are chemicals that contract our muscles. That means without hooks, muscle contraction suffers. Without hooks, heart health suffers. Without hooks, blood doesn't get cleaned. In fact, almost everything a cell does, whether it's making muscle fibers, whether it's contracting the heart, whether it's firing as a nerve cell, everything a cell needs, almost everything a cell needs, is somehow related to these chemical hooks and the ability of these chemicals to catch or trap calcium. Without these hooks, no matter how much protein you're eating, no matter how many supplements you're taking, no matter how many hours in the gym you're spending, you will still not be maximally healthy, and you'll still be running higher risks for cancer, heart disease, and all the things we die from. Muscles won't contract, the heart won't pump effectively, your bones will be weaker, and you'll be at higher risk for every chronic degenerative disease you can name. Heart disease, brain disease, nerve disease, muscle pathology, osteoporosis, all of these are associated with hookless calcium-dependent chemicals that can't trap calcium, that can't catch or fish for calcium. So you think these hooks are important? You better believe they are. Even worse, without these hooks, calcium will begin to float around. Without these hooks, these calcium-dependent chemicals can't trap calcium, and now calcium is going to start to accumulate, especially if you're taking calcium supplements or eating lots of dairy or some other calcium-containing food. Without these hooks, these chemicals can't trap calcium. Calcium will start to accumulate. It will start to build up in the blood. When it builds up in the blood, it can leak out into the tissues. Calcium floating around in the blood can initiate clots and plaques. It can clog up soft tissues in the heart and the brain and the kidney. It can cause kidney stones. Does this sound like you want these hooks are something that you want to know about? You think it would be a good idea to do everything you could do to help your body make these hooks for these chemicals, for these calcium-dependent chemicals? Do you think it's important to help your body make these hooks? By the way, these chemicals, these calcium-dependent chemicals, are all proteins. They're called calcium-dependent proteins. And what if I told you that the key element for making these hooks that trap calcium, that allow these calcium-dependent proteins to do their work, contracting muscle and firing nerve cells and cleaning the blood? What if I told you that all you had to do was take a vitamin to help make these hooks? What if I told you that these hooks were dependent on a vitamin? You think you'd want to take that vitamin? You think you'd want to know about that vitamin? Well, guess what? These hooks are dependent on a vitamin. And taking a vitamin, taking this simple vitamin, can help your body make hooks, which will help your muscles contract and clean your blood too. Hang tight. We'll finish this up and we'll come back from our break and take your phone calls as well. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sorry for our technical difficulties we had there. I'm not sure what that was about.
In any case, we are back. And we're talking skincare, we're talking peptides, and we're taking your phone calls as well. Our number is 855-660-4261. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine to the first, First five callers that we take, I'll give out a free Beyond Tangy Tangerine, 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls, 855-660-4261. If you want to talk skincare, we could do that as well. Skincare ingredients, skincare products, skincare techniques. We are talking about peptides. We've been talking about peptides and skincare. And as I said before, before we had our little technical difficulties, I was going to tell you about Matrixyl, which is the first and probably the most powerful peptide, skincare peptide that you can get, in my opinion anyway, the most powerful skincare peptide that you can get. If you're looking for a good peptide product, look for Matrixyl. You want to make sure that you're getting a good dose of Matrixyl, though, if you're using it. Matrixyl and all peptides in general are pretty darn expensive. Peptides don't grow on trees. Peptides require a lot of technical processing. And
It is a kind of high-tech and expensive process to make peptides. You got to use something called recombinant DNA. You got to use genetic technology. A lot of companies will play around. A lot of skincare companies that make skincare products will play around with the concentrations of peptides that they put in their eye creams and their facial creams. You very rarely see peptides in body products because they're so expensive. And a lot of companies will just play around with the concentrations of these things to cut their costs and maximize profits. And I'm telling you, this is one of the most egregious, nastiest, rudest things that people do in the skincare business is they play around with active concentrations and the active amounts of ingredients. This is the reason why I started my skincare company, because I was sick and tired of the baloney, the marketing crap that was being pushed on people in terms of skincare ingredients and skincare products. When you buy a skincare product that has peptides in it, you want to look for a serious concentration of these things. When it comes to Matrixyl, you want to look for 5 or 6% Matrixyl. When it comes to the second type of peptide, which I'm going to talk about here in a second, you want to look for even 10% of a peptide. But you know what, folks? You're not going to see how much of that peptide is in the skincare product by looking at the ingredient deck. You got to ask the salespeople. You got to ask the people who make the product. You got to write letters. You got to do emails. And for the most part, that's not really going to be feasible. So the bottom line is when you buy a peptide product, you're not going to really know how much of that peptide is in there unless you know how to read an ingredient deck. And this is so important. Even if you know how to read an ingredient deck, you're not going to know exactly how much peptide or how much of any ingredient is in a product. But if you understand some of the rudiments, some of the fundamentals about how to read an ingredient deck on a skincare product, you can get a basic idea of how much relative concentration compared to other ingredients in a product, the relative amount of an active ingredient, a peptide or a vitamin, is in a product. You always want to look at the ingredient deck. When you're looking at an ingredient deck, you always want to look towards the top part of the ingredient deck, the first couple, 3, 4, 5 ingredients. The ingredient deck, the list of ingredients on a skincare product, is listed. The ingredients are listed in descending order based on concentration, with the highest concentration ingredients first and the lowest concentration ingredients at the bottom. The highest concentration ingredient in most skincare products is going to be water. And this is why everybody loves, from a business standpoint anyway, this is why everybody loves the skincare business. This is why bookkeepers and advertising people and marketers and investors, they love skincare, because 60, 70, 80, up to 90% of your $100 skincare product is water. You know the kind of margins we're talking about, people? They're huge. They're so huge that it's almost insulting that people who make skincare products can't throw a little bit extra peptide or a little bit extra vitamin C or a little bit extra vitamin A. They're making enough money. This is why I started Sunita Skincare, was to get products out that were super high concentrations. When I'm formulating a skincare product, you can rest assured if it's a Sunita's product or it's a product that I formulated, you're getting a dose, a powerful dose, a pharmaceutical dose of vitamin A and vitamin C and peptides and other types of active skincare ingredients. Anyway, so you want to look for 5 or 6% of Matrixyl. When it comes to neuropeptides that relax facial muscles, reducing wrinkles, you want to look for up to 10%. The second type of peptide is called a neuropeptide, and we'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about that tomorrow as we continue talking about peptides and skincare. And then I want to talk a little bit about enzymes and skincare and enzymes in general, digestive enzymes especially. We'll do that tomorrow as we continue on the Bright Side. Phone lines are full. We will give all of you guys a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So take care of this personally. Rick in Michigan, you guys who are going to take the next... Hey, Rick. I'm going to take the next 5 calls. I want you guys to shoot me an email. Rick, you're going to shoot me an email. Ben@ksco.com with your address, and I'll send you out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. What's going on today, buddy?
Ben, is that your standard one?
Well, I got so many these days, but yeah, that's a good...
KSCO?
Yeah, make sure I say Rick from Michigan and put your address there, and I'll send you out a BTT. What's going on?
Boy, that's nice. Well, first of all, great show, and I've appreciated your show so much since I've got onto it the last couple of months. Just phenomenal.
Thank you.
I never respected vitamin A until I listened to you.
Amazing. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I love vitamin A.
And you taught me so much about it. Just unreal. But regarding peptides, and I take sardine peptides. I should have taken them about 2.5 months ago. Slightly higher than normal blood pressure, and did receive some results.
Nice. You said sardine peptides, and it's a pill or a capsule? I have never heard of that.
Yes, it's a capsule.
Very interesting. Yeah.
And there's a Bonito peptide, comes from an ocean fish, too, that has had the same results, but they have a hard time getting the bonitas. It's a more of a supply problem, and it turns out that sardines are much more readily available. And so I was just wondering if there were skin aspects about the sardine peptides, because I know I've seen about a 10% improvement in blood pressure, both systolic and diastolic.
You know, I don't know if you're going to get skin benefits. I'd have to see the amino acids on the peptides, the sardine peptides or fish peptides. I've heard of fish peptides, and one of the reasons why Japanese and Asian folks put a lot of use a lot of soy with their fish products is because the enzymes in soy will break up the proteins and create fish peptides.
Actually.
And that's one of the reasons why, they think anyway, why Japanese and Asian folks have a lower rates of heart disease and lower rates of cancer, because they're releasing the peptides from the fish products by using fermented soy with the fish. So I didn't know about fish peptides, but I didn't know that you could actually get supplemental soy supplemental sardine peptides.
Well,
that's a new
I'll tell you
one.
What I'll do is I'll put you in an email. I'll do a little specific research and get you some of the studies, some of the information. I'll just shoot that to you.
That would be great. And I have to see the exact amino acids that are associated with the sardine peptide, but my first hunch is no, you're not going to necessarily get any skin benefits, but I could see why you would get circulatory system health benefits, and that's neat. And thanks so much for sharing that, Rick. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Pharmacist Ben. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. God bless. And send me an email with your address, and we'll take care of you, get you a BTT. Thanks, buddy. All right, Brian in New York, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Yes, Ben, I really appreciate your program. It's very, very helpful to me.
Thank you.
I've had it for many years. I've had an issue with dark circles under my eyes. And, you know, I've changed my diet. I've eliminated wheat, barley, rye, and oats, milk products, and so on. Although I still have some cheese here and there. I still have...
Still have the dark circles?
Have this, and I'm just wondering you think it's a nutritional type thing or something
else? It's not a skin thing, I'll tell you that. And I know there's a lot of skincare products that purport to help reduce dark circles under the eyes. From a biochemical mechanistic standpoint, that cannot happen. Dark circles under the eyes need to be regarded as a circulatory issue, a blood pressure issue. In other words, the blood is not moving around as well as it should, and it's causing stuff to leak out. What you're actually observing when you see dark circles under the eyes is you're actually observing fluids leaking out from tiny little blood vessels under the eyes as a result of poor circulation, or it could also be the result of vasodilation, opening of blood vessels. Hang tight. Brian will finish up when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back right after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid Vila Cig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid Vila Cig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid Vila Cig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Hey, Brian, before I forget, shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, with your address so I can get you out of BTT, okay, buddy?
Okay, just answer one of the questions. Is that the best email to send you an email on?
Yeah. Brightside Letters is good, and then I also got the Letters to Pharmacist Ben. I'm trying to get everybody, you know, I should say that. Send it to Letters to Pharmacist Ben, and that way I'll have everything pooled up there, because my other emails, I got to figure out my email situation. I get so many darn emails. Do Letters to Pharmacist Ben, okay? Letters to Pharmacist Ben @gmail.com. Okay, so here's the deal with dark circles under the eyes. You're looking at blood and fluids pooling out of small vessels under the eyes, and this can be the result of, number one, problems with the blood circulation, blood circulating around, cloggy blood, clotting blood, or it could also have to do with adrenal health issues. Those are the two systems that you want to regard as being involved with dark circles under the eyes. Number one, the blood circulation, and number two, the adrenal glands. For blood circulation, always look back to the digestive system. That means stuff getting into the digestive system inappropriately, causing a clotting of the blood and a clogging of the blood. It could also have something to do with a lack of oxygen. That means a hypoxia. That means deep breathing techniques. And the combination of deep breathing techniques and washing out for foods can help relieve dark circles under the eyes. Liquefying your blood by drinking more water, that's another strategy for keeping blood from being as sticky and as cloggy. And then fourth of all, and most importantly, is the adrenal glands. Work on adrenal health. Those are your stress glands, and when your adrenal glands are overworked, you will end up with circulatory problems. And one of the ways you could tell that you have an adrenal circulation issue is if you have something called postural hypotension, which is similar to related to dark circles under the eyes. Postural hypotension is when you stand up out of a sitting position and you feel dizzy or woozy. Does that ever happen to you, Brian, where you feel dizzy?
Yeah, that's happened to me, yes.
Okay, so you're probably looking at some kind of adrenal health condition, which could be secondary to a digestive problem. Still focus on the digestive system, focus on the breathing, and then start to deal with your adrenal glands, and there's a lot of ways you can help support adrenal health. Pregnenolone is one way. I'd be using 100 milligrams of pregnenolone. I love that supplement, man. DHEA is another good supplement for the adrenal glands, maybe 10 milligrams a day of DHEA. Using salt, Celtic sea salt, and water, that's one of my favorite all-time strategies for the adrenal glands. It's great for helping with salt cravings, great for energy, and it can also help with the circulatory system. A teaspoon of Celtic sea salt in water, drink it down real slowly. I was talking to Alex yesterday about that. for you guys who listen to us on the Alex Jones Show. So calcic sea salt and water, zinc picolinate, awesome for the adrenal glands, 50 milligrams a day. Vitamin C, stupendously important for all circulatory health issues and for the adrenal glands, around 2,000 milligrams a day. Make sure you're using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin B12 is also good for the adrenal glands. So many other things. Iodine, also important for the adrenal glands. And by the way, with vitamin B12, if you're not going to go and get the injections, which is the best way to get your B12, use something called dibenkozide sublingual, and that's a real neat source of B12. Of course, you'll get B12 in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And don't forget just your basic Mighty 90 essential nutrients, which you will get from the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity. You can find out all about that at brightsideben.com. And then last but most certainly not least, when it comes to overall health and when it comes to the adrenal glands, there's something called liquid adrenal extract that you can use, and that can also be very helpful for adrenal health issues. So treat it as an adrenal issue and treat it as a circulatory issue, dark circles under the eyes, and then also sometimes just rubbing around the eyes can help reduce some of that dark circle, some of the pooling of blood and pooling of fluids that can cause the bagginess and dark circles under the eyes. I hope that helps you, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. That's fantastic.
All right, good deal. Don't forget to send me an email with your address, buddy. God bless. Have a beautiful day. All right, Bruce. Is this my friend Bruce in Connecticut?
Yes.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey. Yes.
How you doing, Bruce? Long time no talk to.
I'm doing really great, Ben, and I've got a couple of things and a couple of questions I want to ask you. First off, I started the Tangy Tangerine about a week ago along with nascent iodine.
Nice.
And I'm having some pretty powerful detoxing effects, and I'm wondering...
What are you noticing?
I'm having night sweats. I've got some skin rashes or blisters going on.
That's not appropriate. That is not appropriate, Bruce. First of all, we want to see what's going on here. You should never get skin rashes from BTT or nascent iodine unless there's some kind of problem that's happening. So it's not detox. You shouldn't be detoxing this way from BTT or from nascent iodine for that matter. So here's what you need to do. We need to figure out what exactly is going on here. First of all, I would stop both of those and then start one at a time and see if you can isolate if it's related to one or the other. It might not be related to either of those. But if you stop both of those, see if you get better. And if you do, start introduce the BTT and the nascent iodine one at a time and see if you can isolate it. Do not regard those as detox. Regard those as something else is happening in your body. Those are signs of an immune reaction, the way you describe them, the sweating and the rashes. So we want to know, it might not be either of those. It might be one or the other, but it might not be either of them. It could be something else, but you're not going to know until you do some experimentation. And it's really important, you guys. This is all an experiment. Your body is a laboratory. You've got to be a scientist with all of this stuff. You've got to experiment. You've got to learn how to do a controlled experiment where you take one piece out or you take everything out and replace one piece. You take all your supplements out and then add them in one at a time and see what happens. It's all scientific process where you're a scientist and your body your laboratory. So Bruce, what I would do if I were you is I'd stop doing both of those and then one at a time, put the nascent iodine back in and then put the BTT back in and see if you can connect your symptoms to either of those. It's probably not going to be both. It may be one or the other, or might not be either. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying, Bruce?
I do, but I've got incredible energy from doing this, and my yoga practice has improved, and I feel very, very good, and I need less sleep. So,
well, those are all good things, but I don't like the sweats, and I don't like the rashes. Both of those are telling me that there's some kind of adrenal and immune issues going on. It might be something else, though, Bruce. It might be something you happen to have ate at the same time, you know, or it might be something that's in your environment at the same time. So you don't know until you do some experimentation, but those are not... The main point is those are not detox reactions. Those are signs that something is getting in there in your body that shouldn't. Okay?
Right.
Will you let me know what's happening? I want to stay in touch with you, Bruce. Don't stay in touch via email or call me or text or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, and then send me your address, and I'll send you out a BTT. Okay, bro?
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Bruce. God bless, buddy. Have a beautiful day. All right. I got a couple more minutes. Renee in Texas. Renee, don't forget to send me an email with your address, and I'll send you out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. What's going on? How can we help you today?
Hi, Ben. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, good. I love first-time callers.
I am so excited to talk to you. I've been listening to you for, maybe a year.
Nice.
And I'm just so thrilled. I'm on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I've been on for about a year.
Well, don't forget to send me your address. Renee, don't forget to send me your address. I'll send you out a freebie.
Okay, I will. I feel so bad here because I've got tons of questions for you, but I know I have to keep it limited. My son has an injury, that he accrued in a sport that he takes.
Okay, what kind of injury?
Or that he does. It's called a bill abductor strain.
Is it a groin thing?
Yes, and then he has a strain. Yeah, it's a groin thing, but he also strained his abs.
Okay, what's he doing? What is he doing?
Well, he actually, it was more rest and a lot of PT. But
you know, what was he doing? How did he strain his muscle? And we're going to run out of time. I only got about a minute here. How did he strain his muscle?
He was playing hockey and got checked in the boards and ended up doing the split.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Okay, so let's do two things for him, okay? Number one, we're going to go anti-inflammatory, reduce the inflammation. After you pull a muscle, one of the things that happens is fluids and fibers start to get into the area, and you get an inflammatory process that kicks in, and that can slow down the healing process. And then the second thing we want to do is start to rebuild some muscle. So for inflammation, think digestive enzymes. Most important anti-inflammatory substances you can take, digestive enzymes. Use the ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach. If you take your digestive enzymes with meals, they won't go to work as an anti-inflammatory. Instead, they'll go to work for help digestion, which is a good thing, of course. But we want to work with the anti-inflammatory benefits of the enzymes. So have them take three enzymes a couple times a day, two or three enzymes on an empty stomach, and slug down some apple cider vinegar with them. That might be helpful. And then a couple of very interesting anti-inflammatory nutrients. Vitamin E, for all you guys who are working out or anybody who's got inflammation, vitamin E is a wonderful, wonderful anti-inflammatory. If you're working out with weights, even if you don't have a problem with inflammation, a dramatic problem, vitamin E can help speed up recovery and can help improve how much muscle you build, especially if your boy's an athlete. This can be helpful. 400 international units a day of vitamin E. Wouldn't hurt him to get on the ultimate EFAs either. Those also have anti-inflammatory properties, and have him take his vitamin E and his essential fatty acids, ultimate EFAs, with meals. And then we want to start rebuilding protein, and we want to start rebuilding muscle. Use whey protein. Get on the One World Whey. That's the absolute best whey that you can use, as long as he doesn't have a problem with whey. Egg protein is also good. And then liquid silica gel can help. You can buy that off the internet. And then also hyaluronic acid can help. And of course, the glucosamine caps can help as well. Glucosamine caps from Longevity. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm sorry, Renee. You can always email me, ben@ksco.com, or actually letters to pharmacistben@gmail.com. And Renee, make sure you send me your address, and I will get you out of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Thanks for your kind words. Stephen, Oklahoma, sorry we didn't get to you. But you too, send me an email with your address, and we'll take care of you with a free Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.